Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Lap Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
And the crowd goes wild with delirious joy. They've joined the Mark Unger Show, the show that deals with all things concerning
marriage.
Indeed.
Marriage is what brings us together today.
I am, of course, the one, the only, Mark Unger.
He's psychotic.
Yes.
Joining me as always, the lovely and charming Diane Brierley.
This could very well be the stupidest person on the face of the earth.
I hope you're saying that you're the stupidest person, not saying that I'm the stupidest person.
What? Look, I just play him as I see him. Anyway, Ross Allen Skorzewski is not joining us today. He has a boo-boo.
He's AWOL.
He's got a boo-boo. He's got a boo-boo on his little toe or something. Actually, he's got a cold.
He needs to stay away from you.
People who have colds are verboten in my life. I avoid them like the plague.
I've been trying to be around all the sick people I can just so I can catch something and I can stay home. You
rat.
Sick too.
You dirty,
I've been healthy all winter. What's the matter with that?
Dirty rat.
Please, everybody cough on me. Breathe on me.
So he's just got a runny nose or something. I said, stay away from me. Yeah.
You cannot afford to be sick.
Oh,
we cannot afford for you to be sick.
When you got to speak, you know, I don't know what, 6, 7, 8 hours, 10 hours a week, more than that.
Yep.
A little cold, which normally doesn't bother anybody for anything, makes my life rather miserable. So, anyway, so he's been banned. He's been banned from the premises.
He's quarantined.
That is right. Engineering the show as always, the very talented but eerily creepy Timothy Robert Ray, engineer extraordinaire and part-time serial killer, pushing buttons, twisting knobs, and doing everything necessary to keep us being heard around the world from the exact center of the galactic universe, Green Bay, Wisconsin. This is the show that handles your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas that you can email to us at radio@markunger.com. This is how the show works. You get to send a question about anything and remain totally anonymous. We, in turn, are brutally honest. Heavy on brutal. So if you're very sensitive, you get owies.
Do not email.
And boo-boos like Ross. If you're a boo-boo person like Ross, then don't email us because we will tell it to you straight. You may not like it, but that's the fun of this program. I'm still always amazed people email us at all. I see a stack of emails.
Yes.
I think, who are these people?
Yes.
Have they not listened to the show?
Some of them, I'm not sure that they have actually.
Don't they know what we do here? But apparently they trust our insights.
There are some people that actually have only seen the YouTube bits and then, this guy's really great. We'll email him, and that they really haven't heard
They haven't heard the show.
No, on occasion, and
that's
then they get their feelings hurt.
Well, it's going to be interesting when we get this show on television, which we're finalizing all that stuff. Assuming they don't cancel us after two shows.
Yeah.
We ought to be able to get all kinds of crazy emails then. Holy moly.
Because
you
got
to go out of your way to
crazier?
Listen to this show.
They'll get crazier?
I think they'll get crazier. I think when you open it up to the whole world.
Oh, I'm sure.
Going to be a zoo. It should be entertaining, if nothing else. Stick around for the entertainment value, folks, because there's no telling
where this could go.
Where it all could go. Today is Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to your Valentines. Did you get my Valentine, Diane? Did you get it? Did you get it?
I'm still waiting.
I'll be
waiting. I'll be waiting a long time.
You'll be waiting a long time. But tonight I'm going to be in Appleton, Wisconsin, speaking for a Valentine's Day program. You can check it out on our website, laughyourway.com, although I presume tickets are gone by now, but who knows? They might still be available.
I read a thing that said the average Valentine expenditure, $247.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
On what?
I suppose if you buy jewelry or things like that, that's a little bit expensive.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have to buy some more expensive things to make up for the really cheap stuff that I buy. So that's the average, remember. I'm dragging the average down.
You drag it down. So that means people are really spending more than
that.
That's right. Because you spent like $20.
That's right.
So you guys got any plans for tonight?
No, actually, my husband's not even home.
Ah!
He's up in Minnesota.
Well, that's going to be romantic.
No. No, I'm spending Valentine's Day by myself.
You should come to Appleton.
I thought about it. But I want to see you on Valentine's Day for. Yeah, go listen to Janet Punnett sing all these romantic love songs and all this stuff when I'm just sitting there by myself.
Yeah,
I'm sure. I thought about it because I love to see Janet, and I thought, no, that probably ain't going to make me feel any better. I'll stay home and watch movies or something. Yeah. Oh, by the way, speaking of movies,
yes,
I'm watching something over the weekend on ABC Family,
mm-hmm.
and they're advertising what they have coming up. ABC Family, mind you, is the channel I was on, advertising what they're going to show for their big Valentine's Day extravaganza
for
ABC Family.
Uh-huh.
Guess what two movies that I saw advertised for their Valentine's romance movies? Pretty Woman and The Notebook.
Whoa.
Both on ABC Family for the family Valentine's romance. I'm like, what the heck? And then their little tagline is something about a new kind
of
family.
I know. Tons of it.
Their station is ABC Family, a new kind of family. Well, I guess that's a new kind of family, all right.
That's what it says, a new kind of family?
That's their little tagline, yeah, on the show, on their network now. Mm-hmm.
Which means they're just going to make things worse, probably.
Yes. Yeah, so I thought, Pretty Woman, are you kidding me? On ABC Family for the Valentine's Day?
Hey.
They need to be showing Charlie Brown's
Valentine
or something.
Says, I love you like being a prostitute.
I guess.
Being a whore.
I was
rented
quite surprised
out to Richard Gere.
That.
It's very romantic.
Quite surprised by that.
What's amazing is how many women find that to be an incredibly romantic movie.
Bob, just only because she gets rescued. We've talked about that before.
It's just the redemption part. I always thought it was weird. The girl's a whore, for heaven's sakes.
But
and everyone, it's such a great movie. Seriously?
The whore gets
this is your plan to be a whore?
She even gets rescued. If she gets rescued, then the rest of us can too. That's what they think, I'm sure.
Guess.
I don't know. The Notebook, man. I watched that once and that was enough for me. There was too much for a PG-13 movie. That was way too hot, wasn't it? That was too much for me. I don't need to watch that stuff. Thank you very much.
Yeah, holy moly. That was too much for me. A little intense.
Hey, you didn't make the announcement about Mr. Ray becoming a dad.
Oh, that's right. Well, we haven't gotten there yet. You are in such a hurry.
I was waiting for you.
Well.
And then I didn't want you to forget.
Dr. Ray, Timothy Robert Way, the one, the only, the very creepy. Where's the button for it? There it is. He's now a daddy.
He is, since we did new shows.
That was a surprise deal. Not that he was surprised to be a father. But
it was about 5 weeks.
Five weeks early. Yeah. So it's a little boy,
mm-hmm.
and he named it Mark Gunger Ray.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what he named it.
Out of honor for...
Mm-hmm.
for
mm-hmm.
What did you actually call him, Timmy?
Colin Robert.
Colin Robert Ray. Another three. He'll be a scary serial killer, too!
Hey, if it's not me, it's him, right?
Oh, no!
He's going to pass it down. It's going to be a generational thing.
It's whenever they have the three first names, they turn into serial killers.
Yeah, we thought Mark would be a good name, but we passed on that.
So. We passed on Mark. They wouldn't even
Nobody
do it for the middle
kid
name.
Mark anymore.
They wouldn't even do it for a middle name.
I know.
You've been dissed, man.
None of my grandkids know. You think somebody threw me a bone?
Mark.
Nobody.
You guys did send some pretty nice flowers, though.
We sent some flowers to Timothy Robert Ray.
Well, more to Sarah Ray,
yeah.
But
Sarah, yeah. Timothy.
She did all the work.
Yeah. Tim was just there going, what do I do now? What do I do? I know what to do. What do I do now? So the little rugrat still isn't home because he's a preemie, but should be home pretty soon. So Tim says he's already losing sleep. I said, yeah, you just wait till he comes home.
Just wait.
Then forget to sleep.
Sleep? What's that?
I mean, people may not hear us for a month. We'll kind of be popping in and out.
Yeah.
Says, what happened? He pushed the wrong button again.
He fell asleep again.
He fell asleep.
I'll actually be falling asleep, yeah.
He's catching up, yeah, for real. For real. He'll be catching up on his naps.
If the show wasn't boring enough to put him to sleep, now he won't get any sleep. So that ought to push him over. All right, so what do you got on this Valentine's Day?
A listener sent this to me, actually, and it's only good for this one day of the year. So,
is this? Did they send it seriously?
It was off of a blog post or something. They sent it and wanted to know your opinion of it because it says 20 reasons Christians should not celebrate Valentine's Day.
So who did this? We don't know?
I can't remember. It was off of a blog post. I could probably look it up. Somebody put it together of all the, you know, like why you shouldn't celebrate Christmas you know, this is that and the other.
So this is why Christians should not be celebrating Valentine's Day today.
Because February 14th was an old celebration of Juno Fabrata, the Roman goddess of sexual passion.
Juno Fabrata. The Roman goddess of sexual passion.
So we should not celebrate Valentine's Day because of that. It included pairing adolescents by chance drawing for casual sex and going steady. Apparently, that's how they celebrated this. I've never heard of it.
All right.
Because February 15th was the pagan feast of Lupercalia, celebrated in Rome long before Christ. So apparently, it's the eve of a pagan feast.
Okay.
So we can't celebrate that. The pagan feast
day. Oh, because today's February 14th.
Yes.
February 15th was the pagan feast of Lupercalia or whatever.
Yes.
Therefore, we can't do that today. Okay.
And that was a fertility rite and celebration of superstitious Romans. So the 14th and the 15th.
Oh, okay.
Both.
Fertility rites.
Yes.
All right. What else we got?
Lupercus, the Roman god after which the holiday is named, was the pagan god of fertility.
Lupercus.
I thought it was named after St. Valentine.
That's what I thought.
I've actually seen like a little Christian DVD thing put together about St. Valentine.
Lupercus? There's no tie to that name.
I don't know. I didn't know that it was named for. I thought it was named for St. Valentine.
Is there actually a St. Valentine?
I saw a movie or something. This
Saint
was
Valentine's
quite a
Day
few
Massacre.
Years. No, it wasn't that.
Saint Valentine is the name of several martyred saints of ancient Rome. The name Valentine, derived from valens, meaning worthy, strong, powerful, was popular in late antiquity. Of the Saint Valentine, whose feast on February 14th, nothing is known except his name and that he was buried on the Via Flaminia, north of Rome. On February 14th, he was born on April 16th. It is even uncertain whether the feast of that day celebrates only one saint or more saints of the same name. For this reason, this liturgical commemoration was not kept. Blah, blah, blah. Who cares? Anyway.
Well, I always thought it was named after St. Valentine,
supposedly not. Apparently someone did their homework and found out there's something evil behind it.
There must be.
Right,
and there's Cupids. And Cupid is the essential part of Valentine's Day lore and customs, and Cupid was the Roman god of love.
Okay.
So apparently we can't be celebrating Roman gods.
All right.
The Lupercalia customs included casual sex, going steady, and marriage based on mere chance.
Sounds like today to me.
Yeah?
Okay.
Oh, here is about St. Valentine, of which there are seven, was only a saint in Rome's opinion, not God's.
Brother.
Were there any saints in God's opinion anyway? I mean, did God make saints of anybody?
Well, assuming you're not a Catholic or something along those lines, the Bible never really refers to a specific class of people as saints. Believers in Jesus were all referred to as saints. So anyway.
I don't know. They say that the Lord commanded us to come out of Roman religion and reject her sin. So apparently if we're doing something tied to the Roman gods, we haven't done that.
Okay, based on some obscure statement in
Revelations.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
According to a verse in 2 Corinthians, our God commanded us to come out of false religion and not even touch it. So we're committing false religion when we do that.
Okay.
I like number 12. Christians have no agreement with winged red devils that shoot arrows of lust into hearts.
What? I thought everybody did. Christians should have no agreements with winged red devils.
That's what I'm thinking about when I buy chocolate for my husband.
Oh,
I'm thinking
Satan.
About the winged red devils.
Satan? Okay.
Isn't the Red Devils a hockey team? Or something?
I think so. Something
college
like that.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Oh. It honors infatuation and lust. Both are contrary to Christian love, according to 1 Corinthians and Ephesians.
Lust. It does, okay. Says this person, all right.
Only lust occurs by fiery darts in the heart. Love is the conscious choice to serve another.
Do they really think shooting fiery darts into their hearts?
I don't know. I don't think this hard about Valentine's Day. People, I bought a cute little puppy card, you know, with some chocolate and said, I love you, hope you have a good day, and snuck it into a suitcase when he left town. You know, I didn't think beyond that.
Christians marry only in the Lord, and they are very sober
about
love. All right. Person's got to be a lot of fun.
I guess so. We wish to make
I'm
a statement.
I'm very sober, oh my love.
Because Christians, we are supposed to wish to make a statement against the fornication and lasciviousness of this generation. So okay. By celebrating Valentine's Day, I guess we're
agreeing with fornication.
And lasciviousness.
I was not aware of that. Okay, what else are we doing?
Love is of God while lust is of man. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we will only celebrate love scripturally.
Okay.
18 reason why we shouldn't. It is highly esteemed among men, so it must be an abomination to God.
Well, that's true. God must hate Big Macs.
They probably
just because
would say
people
so.
Like it. Because people like it, it has to be hated by God. That's not exactly right.
Isn't that
okay?
Weird?
Yeah.
Well, there's a scripture
crazy.
Reference too, Luke 16:15, even to back that up.
Keep going.
We are totally committed against spiritual adultery by worldly associations. I don't even know what that means.
Okay.
And the 20th reason, God condemns customs of other gods to be an abomination to him. So we're celebrating the customs of other gods, so therefore.
When you send a Valentine's Day, you're, okay, clearly. Because somebody sent this in because they wanted to know what I thought.
Yeah.
All right, this is what I think.
Crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely.
These people are crazy. You know, it's amazing. The world dying and going to hell. Injustices at every turn. And their main emphasis is to decry Valentine's Day. As if fornicating doesn't occur on other days.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're celebrating it, apparently,
oh,
tomorrow.
Is that right?
Today.
I was not aware that I was celebrating. You know, these people are always nuts because they always find some weird connection to something obscure to make it evil. Mm-hmm. To them, mm-hmm. Christmas is evil and everything's evil and there's an evil something to... You can't have a Christmas tree because that's mm-hmm. connected to some goddess and the
right.
Things on the tree are...
And the ornaments all stand for something, and the wreath stands for something, and the tree...
Fertility eggs or something, and just seriously...
It's actually from a website called Test All Things. It's a blog that somebody runs. And then there were people that commented on it saying it was so helpful and thankful. Thank you for this, and that I will keep my child home from school when they have the Valentine's Day party, things like that.
Oh,
that
my gosh!
People were really glad to have this list because now they know that they're...
So their kids can grow up being extremely dysfunctional and get away from you and Jesus as fast as they can because you're such a psycho.
I guess.
Golly. Talk about straining at gnats. Yes. If this doesn't fall in the category of straining at a gnat... I do not know what it is.
I mean, I knew they all were up in the face about Halloween, but I didn't know we were up in the face about Valentine's Day, too. That's a new one for me.
Easter, everything. Everything's
Easter. Easter, the bunny. I knew that we were anti-bunny. You're supposed to be anti-bunny. But apparently St. Patrick's Day is okay because St. Patrick really was a saint. I did read something about that this week.
But again, what is the concept of a saint that comes from... Catholicism mm-hmm. and this weird concept that there's a special status of people after they die becoming saints, which the Bible never talks about. God bless all the Catholics. We got a lot of Catholics that listen to us. We love the Catholics. I was raised Catholic. Mm-hmm. But there's a big world difference between what the Bible says and what the Catholics teach.
And they really hold
sorry,
fast
Catholics,
to it.
Sorry, Catholics, dudes. It is what it is, man. You guys believe in all kinds of stuff you can't even find in the Bible. So I don't know how they work it all out. They do it in their own heads. But anyway, and of all the things they get crazy about, and these people, you know, probably don't tithe, you know, disrespect their husbands, rebellious in a million different ways.
But they don't celebrate
Valentine's
Day.
But they don't do Valentine's Day, so they think.
They don't send a Valentine,
see,
so they're good.
They judge their holiness on weird, bizarre standards.
Instead of what actually
instead of
is in the Bible.
Purity of heart, they go crazy on stuff because they don't go, they don't put, you know, ornaments on a Christmas tree, so therefore they're righteous and holy, even though it's full of baloney. So anyway, it's bizarre. Who knows?
It's bizarre.
I don't care. I'm going out and I'm going to have fun Valentine's Day. You can stay
home. Well,
you're
actually having
care.
A gathering in an event, so there must be a special place reserved in hell for you.
There
That's
must
all
be.
I can say.
I'm really going to hell. Oh, for heaven's sakes.
That's pretty funny.
All the stupid stuff. Let's take a break. We'll be back with your emails right after this.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to radio@markgunger.com, and Mark can answer them during one of our shows.
Excuse me, do you know how to get to Maine and Maple?
Do you have these in a 7.5?
How's that cooked?
Can I get that shipped overnight?
Is there a direct flight?
How long does the warranty last?
What's your soup of the day?
How do you change the ringtone?
Does it come in blue?
Does this bus stop at Elm Street?
We ask questions everywhere in life.
Is it raining out?
What time's the meeting?
How much does this cost?
Does it have four-wheel drive?
Have we met before?
What's my account balance?
Yet somehow, when we get to the doctor's office...
Any questions?
No.
We clam up. Ask questions.
What is this test for?
Are there any side effects?
When do I get my results?
Questions lead to better health care. Go to ahrq.gov for a list of 10 questions everyone should know. Questions are the answer. Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Butt Kicking Woman's Conference is back with a newly released DVD set from the second year of the conference, with all new hard-hitting speakers, Lakeeta Garth, Diane Brierley, comedian Carrie Pomeroli, and of course, the man, the myth, the legend, Mark Gunger himself.
Morality is based on the condition of your heart, not based on the status of your vagina. I don't care if you've had sex with 150,000 men. Stop it! Stop it! What are you doing?
You get over 7 hours of content that will change your life and make you a stronger butt-kicking woman. Order your DVD today at laughyourway.com or call 1-866-525-2844. That's laughyourway.com.
Cool done run out, I'll be giving it my best. This and nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some, but I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm yours.
You're listening to The Mark Gunger Show, talking about love, marriage, and relationship, answering your emails concerning your relational struggles and challenges. Hey, by the way, did you see this email going around about this father?
Yes, I actually had it in the stack. Oh, to
someone asked a question?
Several people sent it in and wanted to know if you had seen it and what you thought of it. Okay.
So a friend sends this to me. When I looked at it, it had like 700,000 hits on it.
Yeah.
Now it's like 20-something million.
Yeah. It's really making the rounds. It's gone viral.
Just crazy.
Yes. Did you watch the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no. It was going too long, and I jumped to the end, and I saw it. So this guy finds this post on his daughter's Facebook, and she's whining that she has to clean this and has to do that. Like,
well, of course, he had to hack in to see, because apparently she wouldn't friend them and allow her access to the Facebook to begin with. But, yeah, but he's an IT guy,
He says, you'd think, yes, having a dad as an IT guy, you'd have a clue that, yes, I can figure out how to get around these things. So he gets into her Facebook, he finds out reads this post, talking about how awful her parents are, yes, because they make her so, because she's got to clean stuff, yes, and you know, just, and you know, some nasty language.
She
not
was
terrible.
Quite snotty.
She's very snotty, yes, you know about it. So anyway, so the dad says, well, here's what I got for you.
He videotapes his rebuttal to her and is going to put it on her Facebook.
Yeah, so he does this. Okay, this is what's going viral.
Yes.
So then he takes the camera and he points it at the ground, and there's her laptop.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, now here's my 45.
He shoots it full of holes.
And he starts...
Boom, blowing holes into,
and says, not only am I putting holes in your laptop, these bullets are about $1 a piece, so you're going to owe me for these. So he just starts just shooting holes in this thing.
Yep.
I thought it was hilarious, but there's this big uproar about it because there was a gun involved, you know.
Well, there's an uproar about it?
Oh, yeah.
Was it for real? I mean, was this staged or was this for real?
No, I think it's real.
It was for real?
Well, first of all...
I had some issues with it aside from the gun part. I mean, I don't care that there was a gun in it. I thought that it was a little goofy. It was funny, but yet there was some goofiness. If this is real, if it's staged, okay. But if this is your real life, sir, and it's this bad in your house, did you have to do this? I mean, you got some other issues and problems going on, friend.
Well, first of all the political correct nonsense. People were upset that he was smoking.
Oh, no, that didn't bother me.
He had a cigarette in his hand, so they thought that was just terrible.
Didn't bother me.
Oh, there's all this PC stuff, so apparently you're evil if you have a cigarette. So so people whined about that, and then, of course, then they thought...
The gun was bad.
Yeah.
Violence.
Yeah, he's too violent, taking a gun and shooting. I thought it was...
It was funny, except I wouldn't shoot my kids' laptops, although I love to shoot guns. Uh-huh. I would give it to somebody who needs it. Give it to one of their friends or somebody who needs it, and then they'd
have to suffer.
Well,
that's what they say. Oh, what a terrible waste of a laptop. You could have given it to someone or sold it.
But it was funnier that he shot it.
But they're missing the point.
No, I know. It was funny that he shot it.
The world isn't dying so badly someone can't shoot a hole into a laptop. Yeah. So I thought it was hilarious. So what are people saying?
People just sent it and wanted to know what you thought of it. They were curious. Most people thought that it was awesome. It probably came from 5 or 6 places. And then plus on your Facebook page, people were posting it too and wanted to know.
Oh, I didn't see that.
There were a small handful of people who were curious as to your thoughts.
So most of them thought it was cool.
Yeah, they thought that it was funny. No, I didn't know that there was any backlash against it.
My friend said we
ought to
vote this guy in Father of the Year, you know.
I didn't know that there was any problem with it.
Are you kidding? That's in the Green Bay talk shows.
Are you kidding me? This is the subject.
Oh, yeah. Did he go over line? Was he over the... And people were saying, yeah, he went too far. And
I just thought that it was more of a joke thing. I mean, I didn't even take it all that seriously.
I think it was serious. The guy was ticked.
I suppose.
She was whining because she's got to clean the cupboards and, you know, oh, boo-hoo, what do you got? A terrible life you got, you know? So he grounds the girl and he takes her laptop.
And shoots it.
He videotapes it. He's emptying his .45 into the laptop. Yep. I thought it was hilarious. And I think a lot of people finally said, well, cool. Here's a father who actually has some discipline consequences, because she spoke very nastily of the parents.
Oh, she did.
So that's... You know, I thought it was funny. I don't know. I don't have a 45.
I would like to have a 45.
I wouldn't trust myself with a 45. I wouldn't want my wife to be around a 45 when she gets mad.
This is true. It's a good thing you don't have guns in your house.
Because I'm afraid of the redhead. She might take it and point it at me. But, you know, I don't know. I don't really have any opinion on it other than that it was funny. I can see people getting upset because they think, oh my gosh, if he's this violent, you know, maybe he's going to shoot her or something. You know?
I just didn't take it seriously. I thought that it was staged and he was doing it for fun.
Oh, no. I think he meant it. He looked really mad to me.
One hour a day of Mark, not enough? Why not take him with you? Each of Mark's audio CD series are at least 4 hours of Bible teaching, laughing, and learning that you can listen to wherever you are, at work, in your car, or at home. Topics include men and women.
We live in a culture that's completely clueless and believes in all kinds of nonsense. You need to know something. The key to a successful marriage is not finding the right person. It's doing the right thing.
Family issues.
Men need to be involved with their children. Children need the challenge and the risk that men offer to them.
And even verse-by-verse Bible studies. All with Mark Gunger's humor and sometimes outrageous take on the subject at hand. To see all of the series available and order your copy today, log on to laughyourway.com or call 866-52-LAUGH. Order now at laughyourway.com.
At Marriage Magazine, we celebrate marriage. The magazine is full of quickie how-tos, enticing tidbits, secrets from real-life people, tools on how to deal with difficult issues, as well as fun tips to bring back or increase that love and feeling. Just think of the magazine as continuing education for that most important relationship in your life and your kids' lives. Subscribe at marriagemagazine.org. That's marriagemagazine.org. Or call 1-800-MARRIAGE. 1-800-MARRIAGE. You'll be glad you did.
Bittersweet memories. That is all I'm taking with me.
All right, was this accidental or intentional, the placement of this?
So goodbye.
Oh, he did. Okay.
don't cry.
She's gone, man.
Whitney Houston.
We both know I'm not what you need.
Never could stand the song.
And
it's a Dolly Parton song. She sings it than when Dolly
over
sings it.
And over again, the same note. Over and over and again, over and over again.
Oh, man. Fade it out. I can't take it. Having said that, she did have a fabulous voice.
Yeah. Too short of a life.
48.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That was like 16 years ago for you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks very much. Well, you just keep saying that because then if I really am that age, I look darn fabulous. If I really am 60-something.
All right.
Okay, speaking of people who strain at gnats and swallow the camels, this email says, I'm a big fan from South Africa. My dad discovered you while browsing around on GodTube and then ordered all of your DVDs.
Wow.
My question is this. I am studying music and hope to make a career of it someday. I listen to almost all styles of music and metal, you know, like heavy metal, is one of my favorites. And this upsets most people. A few weeks ago, a woman told me. Yeah, I don't like metal music, but
okay,
too old for that. A few weeks ago, a woman told me she is very concerned about the music I listen to and how it might affect my spirit. Mm-hmm. The same person has no problem with people living together and sleeping around. She told me, I told you, straining a nuts. She once told
me. That's exactly the kind of stuff that people get all anal about stuff.
Yes.
They pick at things that don't matter and ignore things that do.
Mm-hmm. She once told me she does not watch the show Survivor.
By the way, what do these idiots think you're supposed to do on Valentine's Day? Intentionally not go out with your spouse?
Apparently, you're supposed to boycott it and, I don't know, sit at home and
pray.
Well,
you can't fornicate with your spouse.
Well, that's not fornicating if you're
married.
Well,
they're saying it's a celebration of fornication.
So it's an abstinence day for married people then?
Well, I don't know. I mean, what's their point?
I don't know. Maybe you're supposed to abstain just as a protest against fornication. I don't know. I'm making this
up
as I go along.
We're all
going to
go on a sex fast to protest Valentine's Day.
Don't go out to dinner. Don't do this. Don't do that. I guess. I don't know.
Do people have even so much of a clue as to the intent of one's heart on some of these issues?
No.
When I have a Valentine's Day card, I'm not thinking of pagan gods.
Or cupids or arrows or lust or fornication.
Fornicating. Or when I put up a Christmas tree, I'm not thinking of the goddess of fertility in some weird nomadic tribe in England somewhere. I mean, just, but yet it doesn't matter to these people.
Because you're participating.
They find out, they find a connection somehow, and then you're just evil because of it.
Yes. Well, I guess we're evil.
Anyway, okay.
Okay, so she once told me she does not watch the show Survivor with her husband because there might be evil spirits in some of the images on the show, yet her favorite TV show is Grey's Anatomy, which to me is morally one of the worst shows on TV.
Amen.
Another one of my friends also told me that it was bad for my testimony to listen to metal, but he has sex and with quite a few girls and gets drunk almost every weekend. And this does not seem to bother him at all. These double standards are really frustrating me. I just want to know what your opinion is on all of this.
I agree with you 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I don't listen to metal just because I can't stand it.
Oh my gosh, I'm too old for that.
Too much noise for me. Mm-hmm. Okay? But this is exactly the kind of stuff we talk about all the time. These people who will have fits about things that don't matter, and then they themselves live like hell. And they're totally inconsistent. And they're just full of it.
You don't listen to it because it's noise to you, as is to me. It's not that you don't listen to it because there are evil spirits.
No, they have Christian.
They do have Christian metal,
heavy metal, and stuff like that. Which
I don't
despise.
Like that either.
Well, first of all, I can't understand a thing any of them are saying.
That and rap. It's just I'm too old for that.
You know how in the world they could be singing? Yeah, they could be quoting the entire Bible. I wouldn't have the slightest idea. Or
the phone book or something.
Say curses from the bowels of hell. I have no idea.
Because you don't know what they're saying.
But this guy's right. Yeah. These people are hypocrites. And they get upset about things.
You won't watch Survivor, but you'll watch Grey's Anatomy. I'll watch Survivor on occasion if my kids want to watch it because they watch it. But see, don't watch Grey's Anatomy.
No, but I'm telling you, this is because of this phony thing about spirits and stuff like that. You know, I know pastors who had a fit about what was that stupid
Harry Potter
thing? Mm-hmm. You know,
But yet they'll watch The Notebook.
Oh, yeah. And they'll watch
I'd rather watch Harry Potter than The Notebook, to tell you the truth.
And they let their kids watch really sexually explicit stuff, but not Harry Potter, because they got because it's phony. It's a phony religion. Seriously? Is there a threat to your kid riding a broomstick around the neighborhood? Does anyone even have a problem in this area?
No, your kids probably aren't going to ride broomsticks, but I know what they'll say, that there's evil spiritual things tied to it that's so bad for your kids.
There's evil spiritual stuff tied to almost everything.
There's evil spiritual stuff tied to the Titanic and other movies like that too, friends.
Look, the chance of your kid, first of all, someone say, well, they'll lead them to witchcraft. Okay, maybe. First of all, how many just flat-out sinners that you know are into witchcraft?
I don't know any,
actually.
Do
you know of any?
I don't. Personally, I know none.
Okay. Do you know of anyone who was sexually immoral?
Yes, I do. I know some who are currently sexually immoral.
Mm-hmm. Some of them go to my church. And currently, they don't listen to us. I mean, well, I preach against it.
I know you do.
So these people freely look at sexually charged things. Don't react. I'm even talking about some of these preachers. Mm-hmm. They're just full of it, these guys. They don't know what they're talking about. And they let the sexual stuff just go with no problem. Mm-hmm. But then they get all foaming at the mouth because if there's something, you know, has a picture of a demon on it.
Do they not think that there's anything negative in the spiritual realm about lust and this and that when they're letting their kids watch? Don't they get that?
I promise you, there will be way more people in hell because of sexual immorality than because of witchcraft. It's not even going
to
be close.
And you just give a pass. They just give a pass to the sexual immorality. I just don't understand.
I know. Now, I'm not advocating witchcraft. I don't think you should be in a witchcraft. But I think you can watch some of these stupid movies, you know.
And it will have far less effect.
Snow White. And I never got into witchcraft.
No, I didn't either.
I saw Bed Knobs and Broomsticks. And never got into witchcraft. I saw Mary Poppins flying around on an umbrella. I still don't know if anyone has ever done that.
Right.
But I was not compelled. That was tied into witchcraft at some level.
But I also watched 16 Candles and St. Elmo's Fire and all sorts of other movies that I did do some of the things, a lot of the things in those movies when I was a teenager.
That's what I talk. They strain it, gnats and swallow camels. They make issues of things that are not issues. Who, like, this day comes from a Roman god somewhere that, you know, is a god of boob grabbing or something, you know? And really? This is your quest? Have nothing to do? What, are we supposed to hide tomorrow? Or on Valentine's Day, hide today and not go anywhere? Because tomorrow is also a pagan day and it's too close to this day?
Well, it's an interesting question because there was nothing on that blog post about what you should do. You know, at least at Halloween, they tell you alternative things and what you should be doing. There wasn't even anything on there about what you
should
be doing.
And even that's a joke. They do the exact same thing as Halloween, but they don't call it Halloween. They call it Harvest Festival.
Yeah, but they still dress up in non-scary costumes.
Non-scary costumes, but it's just, you know, it's
candy.
Just, I'm telling you, it's just a bunch of nuts. I dress up in all kinds of goofy things. I go door to door with my kids and grandkids. And
when people get really mad at you.
Oh, they can stick it. What do I care? Bunch of Pharisees. Yeah. I've done it all my life. Never one time have I sat down and worshiped the devil.
No. Maybe they think that your eternal soul is in jeopardy.
Oh, I'm sure. Because I got free candy. So we're going to tell our kids, we can't go out and get free candy because we believe in Jesus. Yeah, this is your message to your children? And then you wonder why 80% of our young people, as soon as they can, leave the church and turn their back on God. Do you think maybe we're stupid? Do you think maybe we make issues of things that are not issues and fail to make things that should be issues?
Honestly. I would think that we kind of do.
And here's the blatant hypocrisy of all this. So when the first Harry Potter came out, I went and saw it. And I thought, well, this is nothing.
I saw that one.
This is nothing. This is like Bed Knobs and Brooms. It got darker as it went along. Okay,
it got real dark.
Okay, but they were having a fit over that. At the same time came out the Lord of the Rings trilogy, the first one, which was comparatively 100 times.
It's creepy.
100 times more dark, full of incantations and spells. But the Christian community did not say a word about that. Do you know why?
Because?
Because the guy who wrote it was a professing mm-hmm. Christian.
Well, didn't, what's her name that wrote the Harry Potter books become a Christian later? Like, she wasn't, but did she not become one or something?
I don't know either.
I thought I but read just, that.
But I'm just, so here, they're making all these, well, this is, Harry Potter's got witchcraft and everything else, and first of all, it's just stupid. Mm-hmm. Kids flying around in broomsticks. I mean, I don't think, I just don't know of any kid who has gone out. I'm sure it's possible that somebody went out and became a Satan worshiper because of Harry Potter.
I just don't know any.
I just don't know of any. Okay, I've never seen it. Certainly, I felt no compulsion to do that.
No.
But then I go watch Lord of the Rings, and it is multitudinous more times. Darker, incantations, evil, da-da-da.
The first couple of times I tried to sit down and watch it, my kids were younger. My son was too afraid to watch it. He's like, Mom, I don't like it. And he could not even sit and finish watching it.
But not a peep out of the Christian community.
No.
Because the guy was a Christian, and then there were allegorical ties into spiritual warfare. You know, but wait a minute. You just said because of causing people to think about making spells and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's just inconsistent. And then again, these are the same moms mm-hmm. who are drooling at their mouths, screaming about Harry Potter, who disrespect their husbands, violate the Bible that way. Mm-hmm. Men who decry these things but let their teenage daughters spend all day in their bedroom mm-hmm. with their boyfriends. Who let their kids watch very sexually explicit movies. And I just can't. I've told the story 100 times. I'll never get over it. The pastor who was here in Green Bay railing on Harry Potter then let his teenage daughter, 13, whatever, see the movie Titanic, I don't know, 17 times?
That's crazy. There were people that didn't see it that many times.
Everything about this movie was, first of all, you can really fall in love with somebody in 2 days. Mm-hmm. And if you really like him on the first day, you can show him your boobies mm-hmm. and he'll paint a nice picture of your boobies. Mm-hmm. And then when you really, really fall in love with him after, you know, all of 40 hours, which is really possible, you could really love
someone
that.
It can
and
happen.
You can have sex, you know, in the backseat of one of the buggies down there. And it's all.
And he saw nothing wrong with that.
And this is celebrated with the beautiful music and the great story and the good-looking people. And these are the kind of pastors that are shocked when their daughters get pregnant. So he had no problem with this. All the sexually immoral stuff, no problem. But he goes all psycho crazy over a broomstick. And I think that's why the world looks at some Christians and says they're crazy. That's why people don't listen to them. I don't listen to them. Honestly, some moron sitting around coming up with 20 reasons why not to have anything to do with Valentine's. Why are we supposed to bury ourselves in the basement during Valentine's Day?
Are you not
supposed to give your wife candy on Valentine's Day? You're not supposed to show any consideration? I mean, some of the complaints here about love and celebrating sexuality, you could say is in the Song of Solomon.
That's true.
Wow.
But they would say, well, not the fornication part, but the whole sexual part of it.
Yeah. Well, again, most of us who celebrate Valentine's Day are, in fact, married. We are not fornicating.
Although I did see an article, I think it was out of Japan, that there was some outrageous percentage, and I can't remember the number of teenagers that said that they were going to plan to have sex for the first time on Valentine's Day.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah. You're adjusting me.
I'm adjusting her. We got to get her square in the middle. Not square in the middle, but... Not just off in a corner.
Centered.
A little more centered.
You are under the delusion that I am actually centered and that it matters.
Hey, speaking of Japan, you sent me this article
about... Yeah, I did.
People in Japan don't want to have sex anymore.
Yeah.
I rail on it in Western culture that we're breeding ourselves out of existence.
Yep.
No more stronger than in Japan.
Yeah. Japan's in worse shape, technically,
but it's very Westernized. Yep. It's like Singapore and these other... They said at the current date, you know, however many hundreds of more years, the last Japanese person will die. They don't want to have sex. What they didn't say, I wonder how...
It's pornography.
Because how prevalent is pornography in Japan?
I have seen other articles that didn't put the economic connection to it, but it's about pornography.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the whole Japanese culture is so steeped in pornography, up to their eyeballs, they don't want to have real sex, and they're literally breeding themselves out of existence. It's exactly what's happening to the United States. It's going to happen through all Western culture. Western culture will cease to exist. Because it will not stop. Unless it turns to God, it will not stop. And the stuff that we advocate, even as Christians in Western culture, you don't have too many children in Oz. It's the very thing this narcissistic society is doing. You know, people often, I remember when I was growing up, people said, man, how come the Bible never talks about the United States of America? in the book of Revelation, and you don't see any of that. Because we're a major world power.
Won't be.
Well, that's the point. I don't know that there's going to be a United States of America. Now, hopefully Jesus could come back tomorrow. But if it's another couple hundred years yet, there very likely won't be any United States of America. Not at the rate we're going. No. We'll do the math, people. Muslims have 6, 7, 8 kids per family. We have 1.3 or whatever. Do the math.
We become the minority really quick at that
rate.
Oh, my
goodness. We are in a mess, and then people yell at people like me because I make issues of it. No! Just not thinking.
Yeah, I thought that was an interesting article. I'd never heard that about Japan.
Japan, yeah. They're literally setting themselves off into oblivion because they don't want to have children. They're not reproducing. They don't even, what did it say? Over 50% of the young people said they don't even want to have sex.
Yes. And I have read other articles that it's about the pornography.
It's the porn. Porn keeps you from, you don't want to have sex. You said you have sex with yourself.
Yep.
It's just, I think the devil just sits and laughs his butt off. So stuff like that, that's a major problem. You know, but no, we got to worry about Harry Potter.
Because that's the real threat.
That's the real threat, putting bulbs on a fir tree in Christmas. Going door to door saying, trick or treat, and getting candy for your grandkids. Oh, no, that's the evil in America. Really?
No. Well, according to some people, it is, I guess.
Just truly amazing. Mm-hmm. All right, let's take a break. Have we done any emails yet?
Yeah, we did the one. We did the one that was the straining at the gnats.
Oh, yeah.
Just with the heavy
today.
Metal music.
We're on rants
You're
today.
On a roll.
Ross isn't here. We're just ranting without Ross. Ranting without Ross today. We'll be back with more ranting right after this.
Find yourself missing episodes of The Mark Gunger Show? No need to worry. Go to iTunes.com and download all of our podcasts, which are made available free to you, our loyal listener. Join Mark and co-hosts as they continue to discuss any and all issues concerning life, love, and marriage.
Are you looking for the next romantic getaway or planning the next family vacation? Whether it is around the world or around the corner, Grace Point Travel can help you with all your travel needs. Take advantage of their extensive training and experience as you look to plan your next adventure. You can call George and Judy Oakes at 206-203-3927 or email them at gracepointtravel@usfamily.net. If you prefer to book your own getaway yourself, you can try their easy-to-use self-service website with a complete range of options, including cruises, hotels, even tickets to concerts and sporting events. Don't delay in planning your next trip. Travel to www.gracepointtravel.com and make your plans today. That's www.gracepointtravel.com.
If you like listening to Mark Gunger on the radio, you'll love watching him live. Each week, Mark presents his Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar in cities across the country. This wildly entertaining and informative event is designed to bring hope and positive change to your marriage, improve your communication, help your spouse to better understand you and your needs.
Men are more interested in sex than their wives. Why would you say that? Because generally it's true. But it's not always true. There are a lot of relationships where the wife is much more interested in sex than her husband. If you're here tonight and your wife is much more interested in sex than you are, I think I speak for all the men here when I say that we hate you.
Don't wait. Events are filling up fast. To view a schedule and register for an upcoming event, visit us today online at laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
I don't know if he can hold it much longer. He's getting stronger. He's got his head underwater. He's talking about sex like he would for oxygen.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to die. Can't hold my breath much longer. I'm going to die. That's exactly what people think about sex, right? If you don't satisfy it right away, you're going to go blind and lose your mind and die, which is...
Can't wait.
It's frustrating. That we will all concede.
Oh, yes, we will.
But it's not going to kill you. No. All right.
Okay, this is a parenting question. Hello.
Yes, I'm an expert in parenting.
Yes. Hello, Super Trio, we are called. Although we're missing one of the
legs. We're the duo today because Skeeter has a boo-boo.
Yes. I have a comment and a question. First, I would like to say thank you to Mark for coming to Joplin. They were able to see you in Joplin.
Oh, we had a great time in Joplin.
I was very impressed that you stuck around during the breaks and after the meetings to meet your fans. I also got to meet and talk a little with Debbie. She's beautiful and super nice.
Yes,
she is. I got pictures of both of you, and if I can ever get my husband to load them onto my PC, I will share them. That sounds familiar.
It does.
Sounds very familiar. Now for my question, no swirlies, please, she says. My son is 22. His girlfriend is 20. They have had a long-distance relationship for 5 years, and then she moved to Missouri a year ago. They want to get married, but her parents have put roadblocks along the way. They also want them to be engaged for a year beforehand. Then in December, the son, just this past December, the son flew to California to get the father's blessing, and the father told him that he didn't feel like his daughter was ready, so he wouldn't give his blessing. But he did say if they married, he would be there for his daughter. Her parents have basically filled her head with fear. My son does have some doctor bills and student loans, so now she's afraid because of the debt that they will fail and prove her parents right. I have basically repeated everything I've heard you say to them. My son is still living at home, so I decided my next move is to push him out of the nest.
Okay.
I figure if he can see that he can make it on his own, then there is no reason that they cannot make it together. My mother's heart tells me I am being mean by wanting to push him out of the nest, and I want to pull him back in and stick the bottle back in his mouth, but my brain tells me
at least it's the bottle.
Yes, that's
right.
She's
not breastfeeding anymore.
Right. My brain tells me that this is what's best for him, and though it may hurt, there is nothing worth having if it doesn't take a little pain to get it. So my question is: do you think I'm doing the right thing, or do I deserve the goat button?
No, I think you're doing brilliantly. You deserve applause. Applause. Yeah. Fabulous. Fabulous.
He's 22. He can be out on his own if he's going to be
seriously.
Married soon and have his own place and figure
I was
out life.
Father,
and
20 for heaven's sakes.
Mm-hmm.
22. You know what? You're respectful. He showed respect to the parents. They don't want to, you know, get married anyway. What, is he not going to get married because they don't agree with it? I mean, at some point, you got to live your life and move on. You're going to support them. You guys are behind them. I'd encourage them to get married. Get my DVDs, Singles and Stinking Thinking, because we really explain all this in great detail and explain even the young marriage thing and why they should step forward in that direction anyway. So go online. If you didn't get it when I was there in Joplin, go online, laughyourway.com, get the DVD set, Singles and Stinking Thinking. If you can afford to still feed your son, you can afford the DVD.
Yeah, this is true. At 22, he probably eats that much food in a week.
I would think.
To pay for that.
So just go online, order it, sit down, and let him watch it. Watch it all together.
Yeah.
Get his girlfriend in there. We talk about making the right decisions, what it means to make decisions, you know, how to know, you know, what the whole dating process is about. And we deal very strongly with this idea of delaying marriage for no good reason at all, which sounds like what they're doing. So that's what I would recommend, my dear. But no swirly for you.
No
You're
swirly
fabulous.
And no goat button for you. I was looking for
it could just for fun, but.
Just a goat butter? Just to play it? Just because you want to play it?
You know, the goat button. How do you not love the goat button? The goat button is like one of those special things in life.
When you can actually find it, right?
I'm trying to find it. I can't even find it. Where'd it go? Oh, here it is.
There it is.
You can hurt it, but it's not for you.
It's not for you.
It's not for you.
Speaking of your singles DVD, somebody sent in, it wasn't their opinion. It was an opinion that they found that somebody else said about your singles and DVD. This is funny, actually. They didn't like it.
They didn't like the DVD?
They didn't like the DVD. She said, I feel like this guy is a jerk. I think he is seriously trying to tell people that marriage is nothing but an institution of procreation. I also don't think he believes in the idea of a divine plan. He might as well just say, well, your life is pointless. There's no such thing as love, and you're stupid for thinking otherwise.
That's exactly what I think.
I'm thinking, what DVD did you watch?
Your
seriously.
Life is pointless. Well, because
seriously?
We slammed the whole thing of...
Oh, my gosh. Well, you disillusioned and heartbroke some little chick someplace.
Well, this is good.
I know.
It's
she just
good.
Thought you were a jerk. And No.
Good. I like it.
I do, too.
Oh, you know there's all kinds of things people are going to hate. Oh, I knew that when we did it. Are you kidding?
In
this culture,
that you, were
you come
shatter
along
hearts
and you
dreams.
Start shattering?
Yep.
That's like walking into a kindergarten and telling everybody there's no
Santa
Claus.
I know. Well, she thinks
you're
going to
have
jerk.
A whole bunch of little kids are going to think you're a jerk.
And that marriage is only for procreation, and that you don't believe in the idea of a divine plan. and your life is pointless, and you're stupid to think there's such a thing as love. Now, you don't say any of that. Let's be honest.
Said the single girl who's reacting
disillusioned
to this,
now.
Who's going to get married and get divorced because she didn't find her plan.
Because it wasn't part of God's plan.
I don't know.
It's supposed to be about true love and romance and la, 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 la. Blah, blah, blah.
Where did they read this at?
She said it was off of a Christian social networking site. She shared part of the video on Soulmates on a Christian social networking site, and then this girl happened to respond that way.
Cool.
She thought that that was interesting. Thought you might get a laugh out of it. Indeed, he did.
I did, but that's not surprising to me.
No.
I would think
we knew that people were going to hate that in spades.
Oh, when I speak at Christian universities and stuff, half the crowd gets furious at me.
Oh, we get those emails too.
They live in this fantasy world. And you come along and say, look, this is all a bunch of nonsense. They get mad. Yeah. It's like going into a kindergarten class and telling them, oh, there's no Santa Claus. Yeah. And they just freak.
You shatter their world.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You do. And they
don't
like it.
They're waiting for this whole divine thing and just God's going to tell me who to marry and da-da-da-da-da, even though the Bible doesn't say any of that. Interesting.
It doesn't.
You know, we've created a version of Christianity that's just not biblical in many ways.
But
there's
they
so
think
many
that
ways.
It is. They think that what they're clinging but not, to so tightly
because
is...
Because of the wording that they use. Right. But there's no place in the Bible where you see people do what they say.
No.
That's
they
what
believe
gets
it.
Them.
Oh boy, do they believe it.
Oh, yeah. God has a special soulmate just for me. Really show me that in the Bible. You can't find it. Mm-mm. The closest you can is with Abraham's servant, but we discussed that on the DVD.
Yeah.
And you certainly can't build a whole doctrine based off of the prayer of one servant.
And again, like you always say, they were only looking for the relative.
That's all they were looking for. He was looking for a cousin.
Not
for her to
the
marry.
One. But see, but that does say, oh Lord, let this
be
the
one.
And
chosen.
So
yeah.
They take the one, they'll take those two words.
No, I know. But it's one time in the Bible.
Yeah.
And it's not even by a patriarch. It's not by, there are major players in the Bible. Yeah. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, you know,
now, if
Daniel,
Abraham had said that.
Moses. You know, we're talking some major players. Then, you know, when they say something, okay,
there's
let's really take a look.
It.
Okay. Then you've got just complete nitwits who say things and it records it. Then this guy's even below nitwit category. This
he's the
he's
slave.
Just a slave.
Yeah.
And the slave, out of fear, trying to find a cousin for Isaac to marry. Praise the Lord, let this be the one that you've chosen. So they, oh, see, God does have the one that's
just
chosen.
The one.
But
if you just pray
first
for the
of all,
one.
If you can't take just one verse in the Bible and build a doctrine off of it.
Yeah, they do.
Because no place in the Bible else does it say that.
Right.
And then take a look at who's saying it. It's like the same guy who said, you know, Lord, let me win this battle and I'll sacrifice the first thing I see walking out of my tent. Well,
what if we did that all of the time? The time that God gives us what we want, we're going to sacrifice the next thing?
It would be like these people saying, Lord, let the first girl I see walk out of the elevator ask whether or not it's going to rain today. That'll be the one. I mean, no one would be that stupid, but yet they quote that verse. It's very bizarre. All right, we will actually try to get to your emails tomorrow. See ya.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.